Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. I'm excited to begin this new project and this new initiative in conjunction with OU's All Parsha, discussing the Torah of the Svasemes Chusu Yogan Aleinu on each one of the Parshas and the Yomim Tovim. In addition to discussing the Svasemes' Torah, we'll be discussing his grandfather, the Chedush Yerim's Torah, some of the Svasemes' children and grandchildren, including the Imre Yemes, the Pnei Menachem, the Beis Yisrael, the Lev Simcha, and discussing their Torah in each of the Parshas and Yomim Tovim. I want to begin this week by discussing a piece of Svas Emes, which is the first Svas Emes found in Parshas Bamidbar. It's a piece of Svas Emes, a Torah that the Svas Emes said over in the year Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, which is the year 1871 in the English calendar. And the Svas Emes is discussing an interesting medrash at the beginning of the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to count all of Klal Yisrael. However, the Rabbeinu Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Tes, Ach Esmata Levi. However, Shevet Levi Lo Sifkoi, do not count the Esreishim Lo Sisa B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, do not count them along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash Rabbah tells us in Perek Aleph Ois Yud Beis, the Medrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard B'Shasha Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Ach Esmata Levi Lo Sifkoi, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard not to count the rest of Shevet Levi, Nesyara Moshe became afraid. Perhaps there's something wrong. There's a deficiency in my Shevet, Moshe Rabbeinu Shevet Levi, that the Rabbeinu Shem does not wish for Shevet Levi to be counted along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Shem answered Moshe Rabbeinu, comforted Moshe Rabbeinu, by explaining to him that it wasn't because of anything wrong that Shevet Levi had done. On the contrary, Shevet Levi had a precious place in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes, and therefore Shevet Levi, the Rabbeinu Shalom, did not want it to be counted along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom's special troops, the Rabbeinu Shalom's special people, Ki li b'nei Yisrael v'hayu li ha-leviim, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom said that they don't deserve to be counted along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. They deserve to have their own unique counting by themselves. And the Medrash tells us, what did Shevet Levi do that was so great? What was the gadlus of Shevet Levi that made them so precious in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes? The Medrash says, Shekol mi shu makarav oisi, ani makarvai. Anybody who makes me close to him, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, ani makarvai, I make that person close to me. Where do we find that the Leviim made Hashem close to them? So the Medrash goes on and explains, Heim kirvu atzmoni, they made me, the Rabbeinu Shalom, close to them. Shenemar vayomer Moshe mila Hashem elai. When Moshe Rabbeinu gets up after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and sees Klal Yisrael serving the Chet HaEgel and breaks the luchos and then stands up and declares, mila Hashem elai, anybody who is to Hashem, elai should come to me. The only ones, says the Pasuk, that answered the call of mila Hashem elai was vayisifu elav kol b'nei Levi. Only Shevet Levi answered the call of mila Hashem elai. And therefore, the Medrash tells us that heim kirvu oisi, they made me, says the Rabbeinu Shem, close to them, and therefore va'ani makarvan, and therefore I make them close to me, v'hayu li ha-leviim. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shem says the Leviim have a special place, have a front row in my world, and therefore they're counted separately. Ask the Svas Emes and the Chedush Yerim ask the same question, a very simple question. Surely there were many other people aside from Shevet Levi that were not involved in the Chet HaEgel, not even involved in the world of Machshava, thinking about doing the Chet HaEgel. People who are very far from that world of Eila Lehecha Yisrael, from that world of the people that's serving the Avodah Zarah of the Egel, who said, this is the God that took us out of Mitzrayim. Surely there were other people aside from Shevet Levi who didn't serve the Avodah Zarah. Why was it only Shevet Levi that answered the call of Mila Hashem Elai? Ask the Svas Emes, the Shivim Zakenim, the 70 Zakenim, the greatest people in Klal Yisrael. Why did none of them answer the call? The Nesiim, the leaders of every single Shevet, none of them answered the call of Mila Hashem Elai except for Shevet Levi. What was unique about Shevet Levi that allowed Shevet Levi to answer the call of Mila Hashem Elai when nobody else stood up to answer that call? And the Svas Emes teaches us an unbelievably important yesod. We normally look at the Midah of Anava, the Midah of humility, as something which is very good. However, the Svas Emes, and this is brought in many other Sfarim as well, explain to us that the Midah of Anava can also be used in a way which is wrong. Every Midah can be taken and used in a way which is being marbik vaychemayim, is bringing more covet to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and every Midah, even ones which seemingly are good, can be used in a way which is harmful to our avodas Hashem. Says the Svas Emes, the Midah of Anava, the Midah of humility, can be used in a way where a person's humble and a person allows the Rabbeinu Shalom to fill their world, but it can also be used to hinder, to not allow a person to achieve real greatness. A person can say about themselves, who am I to answer the call of Mila Hashem Elai? Who am I to be able to stand up when nobody around me is standing up? When everybody else is involved in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel and no one's answering Moshe Rabbeinu's call, why should I differentiate? Why should I think of myself as greater and as bigger than everybody around me? And therefore, most of Klal Yisrael, when they heard Moshe Rabbeinu saying Mila Hashem Elai, they said, we don't know if we're worthy. We don't know if we're zeichet to be able to answer that call. Maybe perhaps we're held accountable for not making a big enough macha, for not stopping those that serve the ego. So Mila Hashem Elai, who is to Hashem? We don't know if we're worthy. We don't know if we're clean enough from the sin of the Chet HaEgel to answer that call of Mila Hashem Elai. And therefore they said, with anava psula, with false humility, a humility which was pulling them away from answering that call of Mila Hashem Elai, that we can't answer the call. And we stand on the sidelines when Moshe Rabbeinu screams out, Mila Hashem Elai. But Zaktis Vas Emes, Sheva Levi didn't live that way. Sheva Levi understood that our love for the Rabbanu Shel Olam is greater than any humility we have. And if the humility is getting in the way of us connecting to Hashem, if the fact that we feel humble and we feel like maybe we're not worthy is getting in the way of us coming close to Hashem, then it's humility which is false humility. Then it's anava which is psula, it's anava which is not the proper thing. A person needs to stand up with what the Sfasemis calls Azaz to Kedusha, holy chutzpah, to stand up and say, yet when Moshe Rabbeinu calls out Mila Hashem Elai, who is to Hashem, to answer the call and say, we are coming, we are on the journey, we want to follow you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We don't know that we're the perfect candidates. We don't know that we're perfect. We don't know that we're not 100% clean of the Chet HaEgel. But what we do know is that our love for the Rabbanu Shel Olam will cover over and will overpower any feelings of humility that we have when we say about ourselves, who are we to answer the call? And therefore, only Sheva Levi, says the Sfasemes, had the Azaz to Kedusha, the chutzpah, which was necessary to be able to stand up and say, we are going to answer the call of Mila Hashem Elai. And therefore, only Sheva Levi takes that special place in the front bench by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam says, Ki li ha-Leviim, the Leviim are to me. Because they understood that when that voice inside of them is telling them, you're not good enough to come close to Hashem, you're not good enough to answer the call of Mila Hashem Elai, perhaps there are things that you've done wrong and therefore you're not really La Hashem, you're not 100% La Hashem. Shevet Levi alone squashed that voice and said, our love for the Rabbanu Shel Olam is going to overpower those feelings of false humility. And that's the greatness of Shevet Levi. Sfasemis and others from talk about this as well. Reb Tzadik talks about this in Sitkas Atzadik. That in the Gemara in Saita tells us that in the Dar of Mashiach, of Ikvis of the Mashiach, one of the signs of the coming of Mashiach is Chutzpah Yaska. Is Chutzpah is going to spread throughout the generation. The younger generation, the youngsters in the generation are going to ignore the elders in the generation, doing as they wish. Chutzpah Yaska, Chutzpah is going to spread. And Reb Tzadik tells us, and the Sfasemis hints to this as well, that the chutzpah which is going to come in the generation of Ikvis HaDe Mashicha can either be channeled towards a bad kind of chutzpah, the chutzpah which the Gemara is seemingly talking about, or it can be used in a way which is holy. Azaz to Kedusha. There's the opportunity for every single one of us in the generation of the Ikvis HaDe Mashicha to stand up and say, we don't know that we're perfect. We don't know that we're the best candidates to be able to change the world. We don't know that we're the best candidates to be able to make a difference, to be able to be Marbe Kfoit Shemayim in our homes, in our communities, in the world. We don't know that we're the best candidates. But with an Azaz to Kedusha, with a chutzpah, to be able to stand up and say that when we hear the call of Mila Hashem Elai, not to be like the rest of Klal Yisrael, who stands on the side, but to say we are going to get up with the Azaz to Kedusha and answer the call of Mila Hashem Elai. And by doing that, make the Rabbanu Shel Olam close to us. And it's such a necessary and vital ingredient in real true growth. As soon as a person tries to grow, what the Yetzirah does is the Yetzirah pushes down a person and says, you're not really capable of doing that. You want to do something big. You want to create change in your world, in your community, in your home, in the people's lives around you, or in your own life. You're not really capable of doing that. Who do you think you are that you can make real changes in your life? How do you know that you're worthy of answering the call of Mila Hashem Elai? But if one wants to be like Shevet Levi, and we know that the Rambam tells us that every single Yid is capable of being part of Shevet Levi, if one wants to be part of Shevet Levi, that when we hear that call of Mila Hashem Elai, we need to get up and say, we are going to answer the call. Not to have that anava psula, not to have that false humility, which puts us down and says that we're not worthy, but to stand up and say, we are going to be like Shevet Levi to answer that call. We are going to create change in our own worlds, in the worlds of the people around us, to make a difference, to be Marbe Kfoit Shemayim in the real way. And that's how a person is able to come into the Yantav of Kabbalah Satira. The Yantav of Kabbalah Satira is when Klal Yisrael went from being on the Memtesh Shari Tumah, the 49th level of impurity, Va'at Arim Va'aria, totally bereft of any mitzvahs, with absolutely nothing in their lives. And Klal Yisrael went in a short time to the place of Matan Torah, to be able to say Nasa V'nishma, to be able to hear the Rabbanu Shem B'chvayde V'atzmai, say Anoichi Avaya Lekecha, I am Hashem, your God, Lo Yilecha Lehem Acherem. How did Klal Yisrael go from being all the way in the bottom, from being on the 49th level of Tumah, to standing a short while later by Har Sinai, hearing the voice of Hashem himself, saying Anoichi Hashem Alekecha? And the answer is this exact piece from the Sfas Emes. If Klal Yisrael would have said about themselves, we're not worthy. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Klal Yisrael and saying, we want to take you out. I want to bring you to Har Sinai. I want to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. I want you to have a relationship, to be Mamleches Koinem V'Goy Kaddish. And Klal Yisrael would have said about themselves, who are we? We're not worthy. We're just like the Mitzrayim. Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. We're not any more worthy than the Mitzrayim of being Mekabel the Torah. Then Klal Yisrael would have remained in Mitzrayim. But it was because Klal Yisrael believed in themselves. And Klal Yisrael said, yeah, we know. And maybe right now we're not holding, but we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us when we're stuck in Mitzrayim, Mila Hashem Elai, we know that we want to answer that call. And we want to say, yeah, right now we're not there yet, but we want to get there. We want to get to that place called Har Sinai. We want to get to that place called Nasa V'Nishma that the Rabbanu Shem says about Klal Yisrael, Migila Ra Zelabane, who revealed this tremendous great secret of Nasa V'Nishma to my children, the secret that the Malachi Ashareis know. Who revealed this great secret? Klal Yisrael understood that although maybe now they're not holding, but if they want to be on the level of Nasev and Ishma, if they want to be on the level of hearing the voice of the Rabbanu Shem himself, it's going to take an Azaz to Kedusha. It's going to take an Emunah in themselves, to believe in themselves and believe in their capabilities to grow. And that's how Klal Yisrael went from being in the 49th level of Tumah to being all the way in the highest level, to standing by Har Sinai a short while later, saying Nasev and Ishma. It was the belief that they had in themselves, and the Azaz to Kedusha, that they stood up and answered Moshe Rabbeinu's call of Mila Hashem Elai. I just finished reading earlier in this week, the book about Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, an unbelievable book, and I highly recommend anyone who has the opportunity to buy it and read it should do so. And you read a book like that about somebody who's a visionary, somebody who built a community from scratch, totally walked into a community of people who are involved in things that are not exactly being Marbe Kvod Shemayim, people that were involved in drug wars and people that were involved in lowly things. And Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman walked into the community as a young man, I think he was 22 or 23 years old when he started in Migdal Emek, and he created a mapecha, created a revolution, not just in the community of Migdal Emek, but in that whole area of Eretz Yisrael. How does somebody like that do that? How does somebody like Rav Noach Weinberg create a revolution called Esh HaTorah? How does somebody create a real revolution? It's when they don't look at themselves as too small and too insignificant to make big changes. It's when they hear the call of Mila Hashem Elai, like Shevet Levi, they stand up and say, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't know that I'm the best person, but I know that I'm hearing that call of Mila Hashem Elai, and I want to answer that call and stand up like Shevet Levi and say, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're here with you on the journey. When a person does that, a person's able to achieve greatness. I give us all a bracha that we should all be zeche as we come into the Yantav of Kabbalah Satara, not to think of ourselves as small, that when we hear that voice, and we all hear it at various points throughout our life, of Mila Hashem Elai, that we should be zeche to stand up and answer the call properly, not to think of ourselves as insignificant, as unworthy, as having done too much wrong to be able to answer the call properly, but to be able to stand up and say, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, Rabbanu Shem, we're here with you on the path, we want to be Marbe Kvod Shemayim. And Moshe Hashem, by doing that, we'll be zeche to go from where we're holding right now in a short time to be able to be Mekabel the Torah, Besimcha, to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma 100% on Shavuos, and in Ritz Hashem, Bizoicha, to be Mekabel the Torah once again this year. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.